In the gym and in the car, with our advice you could go far. We fuck things up and we make mistakes, and talk about our sexy dates. We host events and go to clubs, but most of all we're still in love. It's getting hard for this to rhyme, just as well cause it's bed hopping time.
Hello and welcome to the Bed Hops podcast. My name's Mr. H.
And I'm Mrs. H.
This is episode 179. I don't believe that's a special number. I don't even know if it's divisible by three or something. But you've joined us here today and we've got a lot to get through.
So much to get through.
So much stuff to get through.
The good news is we came back.
We came back. We're still here. We're still doing this thing. So if you expected us to disappear, don't worry, there's still hope that we may do that in the future. But for now, for this moment in time, we are here for you, gentle listener, to give you our sage conversation. It's not even advice now.
It's not advice.
At this point, this is just free falling into whatever content that we can think about. But the good news is what we can talk about is July, right?
Yes, because that's factual stuff.
Factual stuff that we actually can talk about, which is the 2nd to the 6th of July. We are going to the Spicy Island Takeover, right?
In Croatia.
In Croatia. Mm-hmm. So if you want to come along to that with 600 other super sexy friends, you can do that. All you need to do is buy tickets.
Yes. And where can they find the tickets?
Well, they can find a link on our show notes. Or if they go to our webpage, bedhoppers.co.uk, or if they go to the, I think Wanderlust Swingers also have a link to their stuff there as well. But yeah, it'll be really cool. We're going to go. We're going week two. That's the one you want to come along to if you want to see us, but go to week one if you want to avoid us.
If you don't want to see us.
Totally up to you. But this is good. It's looking awesome. I mean, we talked about it in the last episode. Mm-hmm. And the process by which of us getting ready
and has started today for me.
It started a week later for you, yes.
Wow, that's negative. The main thing is I have started something.
I mean, I was surprised you actually got out of bed, let alone did anything. So, I mean, anything beyond
setting
that.
Setting the tone here, Mr. H.
This is definitely setting the tone. Yep. Is a win. You know, anything beyond getting out of bed, definitely a win-win for us. But we've got some interesting stuff to talk about. So last time, in our last episode, we talked a little bit about our changing dynamic and trying to navigate that. Well, we talked about it a lot. And we're going to talk a bit more about it, I think, right?
Yay. Yay, we are.
Because we've got to solve this between ourselves. One of the things that we haven't really done, and we've had conversations about it, is nailed, what are we doing? How are we going to navigate this? How are we going to figure it out? What are we going to do about it? In the meantime, though, we've had some sexy times with other people and ourselves.
Yeah, which means we can have fun.
We can have fun.
We know how to do that.
We do know how to do that.
So let's work out how to have more fun without driving each other crazy.
Well, that's something like that. But let's set the scene. So what we've discussed previously, and to take your mind back if you've not listened to that recently, is that we've spoke about how I've kind of felt that going to socials and events has been a little bit
fraudulent.
Yes, a little bit fruitless in terms of our approach. For want of a better phrase.
Because you don't quite know, you can't really navigate what I'm thinking sometimes.
Yeah. And I found it a real struggle to kind of understand what you were looking for. Because I think, you know, it's become apparent, and we've talked about this on the show a number of times, that you are much more interested in exploring interactions with women.
Correct. But I also do like men.
But you do like men. But your ability to say whether you like men is a little bit, I guess, compromised. Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's a nice way of saying it.
Well, I think, you know, you've always been a little bit, I'm not going to use the word snooty, but a little bit selective about the men that you like.
I'm just a real fuss pot.
Well, you are a fuss pot. Sometimes, although it's sometimes impossible to tell whether you'll like someone or not.
I know.
But this is really amplified up. And over the course of the last few months, we've been to a few events. And this is excluding our own stuff, because I think when it's with people that we know, it's a little bit of a different story.
Yeah, we're very comfortable and we understand the audience a bit more, maybe.
Yeah, well, and if we've played with people before, we're not ditching those relationships necessarily. No. That they, you know, these people still mean a lot to us and we still like interacting with all this good kind of stuff.
So are you talking more about new?
I think I'm talking more about new connections. People, new connections. And we've been to socials recently and it's felt a bit of a waste of time from my perspective, because whilst it's really good to support the local community and to go and chat to people, I found that once again, we've slipped into that habit of just sort of sitting in the corner and people are coming to us and talking rather than us going out and talking to other people. Mm-hmm. Now, we are a little bit lazy and we know that we've been very fortunate in that we've created events and social situations where people tend to know who we are. So they tend to come to us, like the bare necessities, right?
Yeah.
But if we go to a space where we don't know people, we slip very quickly back into that default of sitting in the corner and just talking about life. And then if someone does come to us, if they know the podcast, great. But we have not gone and spoken to other people.
Off our own backs.
Yeah, yeah. And I know you very specifically want to make that very clear in your head that whilst you've spoken to thousands of people, and it's like eye roll in there, that actually you've spoken to them, but they have come to you rather than you going to them. And physically, you may have walked near them, but you have not engaged them.
Walked near them.
Yeah, you're very specific about this whole weird thing. But anyway,
that's the scene.
Setting the scene a little bit. Yeah. So I found that a frustrating experience because I really like the adventure of finding new people to connect with and perhaps play with. It's not all about let's get to that point where we can play with them. Mm. But what I've really struggled with is when we're in a venue and we look around and I say, so Mrs. H, is there anyone that you want to talk to?
No.
And is there anyone that you'd like to hook up with?
No.
Oh dear.
And then it's like, okay, so let's go home and then we'll go to another event and you'll be making out with a guy and I'll be like, but you said that all men weren't the thought of your problem and that you didn't want to interact with them at all. And you're like,
yeah, no, I'm making out now.
And so it's very hard.
Yeah.
Whether it is or not is another matter entirely, of course. But it's very hard to understand what we're aiming for. And of course, some of those interactions are with people that you already know.
Of course, yeah.
So we're kind of going, and we've got some socials coming up. We've got, I think, 3 or 4 socials coming up over the next few months.
So we need a game plan.
And we've got Spicy Island coming up where we don't know anybody realistically.
Potentially no. And potentially they may not know us.
Yes. And they may not even speak our language.
Well, there you go. There's 600 new conversations I'm going to have. Well, probably.
600 people you can roll your eyes about.
Before you delve into this then, I have a quick question for you. Okay. So take, for example, your analogy just now of going to a social event. It's not ours.
Yep.
Someone completely new, walking into a room full of, I don't know, say 40 people.
Yeah.
And you turn to me and say, is there anyone in this venue social that you like the look of, Mrs. H? And if I say, I don't know, no, do you think on those, at those events, there have been people that you would like to get to know better and you're really more just kind of governed by my reaction or non-reaction?
Are
we really poles apart in terms of how much we're in?
What I've found myself doing, because this has been, over the course of a few months, is really tempering my interest in people and wanting to speak to them.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get into a situation like we have been in where someone goes, oh, this is great. I really like you. Yeah. And the partner really likes you. And they go, how does she feel about me? And I'm like, I have no idea. And I don't know. I don't have a clue. I'm sure that she likes the lady of the relationship because, that's normally okay for you. That's normally not a massive leap. Because if I like the lady, generally,
chances are
you like the lady. I think that's a good 99.9%. It's not always the case, but mostly.
Yeah.
But the chances of you liking the guy enough to have an interaction is, I don't know. I wouldn't even flip a coin because I think the odds are lower than 50%. I could have a dull decahedron or whatever it is, die roll like they use in D&D. But I don't even think 1 in 12 would be a high enough average.
Okay.
And especially when it's new people. And sometimes I think, in our past, there have been new people that you've met and you've been like, let's go play immediately. That's happened.
It has happened.
But it's very, very, very rare.
Right.
And I think now that we're in this space where you've been much more vocal about seeking out more women and being much more determined to get yourself buckets of clunge.
Oh my God.
that actually
you prepared me for that one.
So it's a lot more difficult when we're going in. So I feel And it took me a while to answer, to get back to your question, but I was on the way there, I promise. So when we go to a social, in a way, I'm almost kind of going, well, they're all new people. So you don't really particularly want to talk, you know, there's no indication that you like any of them. So I'm not going to look particularly.
Okay.
So I'm almost waiting for your okay, because in a way it's a little bit pointless until you do. If it's looking for somebody to hook up with, of course, if it's just a conversation, that's always nice and fun and it's good to make new connections. But actually, you know, it's fun to make sexy connections too, where it might lead to play.
So your reaction then is sometimes tempered by my inability to convey what my feelings are.
Yeah, yeah. I would say so. And I think, and it's difficult because I don't know what you're after sometimes. Yeah. And it may well be that you, because you're very dismissive at the best of times. So I'm trying to navigate that. And I'm also trying to navigate like people coming over and interacting with us. So it's not just us going to find other people. Mm. There's people that come and sit with us and chat. And it's really hard to tell. I just assume now that it's an automatic no from you. And most of the time I'm right.
Mm.
So, and I know, as I've said before, that actually in the past, there's been people that have caught your eye. And I don't know truly is it the selection of people not been up to the Mrs. H standard or quality? Whatever that might be. And I'm not necessarily saying that the people that have spoken to us have been lower quality, just that they haven't met the criteria that you were looking for.
God.
So have they not?
Do you have a criteria?
Well, do you have a criteria? And that's the thing. So you have something in your head goes yes or no.
Okay.
At one point it does. Mm. Normally it goes no, 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 no. And then maybe, and then, oh, they're all right. I suppose maybe. And then you're like, okay, they're all right. But that's the process. So it's really hard to build a connection, particularly when people are coming up to us and sometimes they do give an indicator that they're interested.
Mm.
Now, as I said, this is very different to our own events where we know people, we've seen them before and you've had time to kind of go, okay, I'm in this space or not. And they're much more likely to be aligned to the way that we think because they're coming to one of our events. Okay. So what I need to get to the bottom of is what is it that we are actually looking for?
Okay.
And how do we get to the point where we can work that out quickly? Now, for Patreon listeners, and if you're not a member or a patron, go for it. It's like a fiver a month or something and you get access to early content. Sometimes there's additional bits and bobs. You get like details about when we've got events coming up. It's pretty cool. Honest, Gov.
There was an extra episode.
Yeah, we did an extra episode where we sat down with Kate from Wanderlust Swingers. And she was asking you some questions about this. And we talked about this in a bit more detail. It was a very good chat. What we didn't get to, however, was the bottom of it. And I feel that this may indeed be an endless chat. However, for the purposes of this podcast, we'll get to like 45 minutes and I'll be like, right, please let this end. Please, please kill me at this stage. So, and I think, you know, Kate's advice, if I'm summarizing it correctly, was kind of to try and live in the moment, try and compartmentalize what you're after. And just go with it with an open mind.
Yes.
But asking you to have an open mind.
Okay, cool.
It's not your typical approach. You have a very definitive kind of idea sometimes of what works for you and what doesn't. So that's, you know, as whilst you have been freewheeling in the past, I don't think you're in that space.
Okay.
So that was that's my big preamble. This was just the intro, folks.
Oh my God.
We're going to play a theme song now. And this, it's like Star Trek where you get an extra 10 minutes at the beginning and then they play the theme song and then they go into the episode properly.
Wow.
Yeah. That's my scene setting.
That's quite a summary, isn't it?
Well, and it may well be summary before we resolve it, but that's what's in my head. And I don't think we've ever truly gotten to the bottom of what it is that you want and how do we navigate this? Has our dynamic or has your part in this dynamic changed significantly so that we are, for example, are we still looking for couples? Is that part of what you want?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you saying that you purely want interactions with women and therefore how do you want to pursue that? Is that with us as a couple or is that by yourself or is it a bit of both? What about group play? All that sort of stuff. There you go. You've got the floor.
Oh,
deal with
God.
It.
So that's a lot of questions.
There's like four or something in one. It's fine.
Okay. There's a lot to unpick there. There was a lot of questions. There was a lot of output from what's in your head, and that's important. I'm trying to pick up all the threads of that succinctly so that I'm not, what we don't want to do is develop into this kind of, well, this feels like this is all very aimed at me. And I appreciate it's actually a lot of it is aimed at me, because you're explaining how I'm making you feel about your approach to things. And I understand that. Before I do go into a bit more info though, what is your part in this, do you think? Do you have any part in,
well, I don't know,
any culpability, I suppose, in how this has become where it is now?
I don't think this is about...
It's not a blame game at
culpability.
All.
Culpability,
yeah,
I agree. I think that the way I see it is that for a while, a good long number of years, we've kind of tootled along and couples have been the thing that we've been interested in. We've kind of not been great at, we've always not been great at sort of interacting with other people and going out there. It's just been more apparent because we've been to more events and socials recently.
That's never been a good, strong default of ours to go and do that naturally. No.
And between the two of us, your approach to that is probably, you're less forward than I am.
Okay.
Generally speaking, when it comes to that. Until you're making out with someone, apparently.
I'm very forward.
Then you're very, very forward. You go from like naught to hand in pants very quickly.
My hand in whose pants?
With the way you... took your breath in, I was like, my hand is not in your pants. You don't need to make that sound at this stage. So I think, we toodle along for quite a while and then something has clicked or become clear for you and your interest in what we've been pursuing has changed. I'm not blaming you, but what I am saying is I've been sort of going along a path with you and then all of a sudden you're like, I don't like this path. That's not the path that I want to be on. So I mean this, it is not a blame, but it is like, well, actually what's changed is in your head. And so therefore I don't know what we're doing with this stuff. So when someone asks me, and I said this in the last episode, like what's your approach now, bedhoppers? Like, you're swingers. What do you do? What is your thing? And I'm like, well, we see the people that we know and we have some interactions with them. And sometimes that's a pants off. Sometimes that's a pants on thing. With the people that we've met in this and have established longer term relationships with.
Yeah.
And then after that.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I can put it in different ways
No, it all makes sense. Thank you. Okay. So a couple of things. When you ask me what is it I want, I think that's the question that I'm struggling to answer the most because I'm not sure. At any given point, I sometimes think I know and I figured it out. I sometimes think it's more, oh, I want this and a bit of that. And then I sometimes think, wait, no, am I basically going about this all the wrong way? But the one underlying thing that I have decided is relevant in all of this is I probably do need to rethink the way I'm approaching things. Because I think I'm overthinking things to such a degree that I'm losing sight of the original reason why we got into this, which was to have some fun.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose sight of that. I don't want to end up demonizing this whole way of living because I enjoy it. But then I've lost sight of why we're enjoying it to some extent because I'm so worried now about upsetting everything and upsetting you and not being very authentic or realistic with the people that I am meeting, but I've ended up going around in a self-perpetuating cycle of not really understanding what it is I'm looking for in the first place. So it's really easy. What I'm getting at is it's really easy to lose sight of what you're looking for if you kind of end up taking all these wild segues along the way because you're just not very sure. That's, I think, what's got me.
I mean, I've seen you try to order from a menu.
Well, there you go,
order
then.
A drink, and that's
enough said.
That's a difficult enough process. So I do understand that you don't come to conclusions.
No, I don't. And if we pick apart a little bit of my personality traits, I'm the first to admit that one of my biggest all right, let's say negative, although I don't want to be negative, but detractors maybe to my personality is that I don't like cutting off my nose despite my face. So I don't like being told to do something.
You do like cutting your nose despite your face.
Well, you know what I mean? Sorry. I meant, what I meant is I don't like being told to do something that I'd already decided independently to do on my own, and then I get really shitty about the fact that someone else is telling me to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like being backed into a corner over things. I also am very indecisive about things. I do understand that. It's not a trait that I'm proud of. And as a default characteristic, it's a right pain in the ass to live with as well. Just on a daily basis, navigating normal life is quite a challenge sometimes for me because I just can't make decisions.
Although the irony of someone who can be so judgmental.
I know.
but also unable to make her mind up is not lost on me.
No, I can form a visceral reaction to something very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And I know that. But that reaction isn't necessarily indicative of what I really think of someone. And that's my own failing.
Well, it's what you think of that person at that particular moment.
Yeah, but it's not
without having any.
It's not an informed.
Yeah.
It's not an informed decision based on other things. Mm-hmm. I've just leapt to a decision which is potentially not right.
Yeah.
So I understand all that. So what I did get from the conversation with Kate, and the reason I found that conversation quite helpful is because it was a fresh pair of eyes on things, I think. And it's all well and good us two sitting there sometimes. And we have done, you know, bawling each other out about, oh, why did this happen? And why did we not do this? And where are we going with all this? It's really confusing. And sometimes it does help to have a fresh perspective.
Yeah.
And just give us a little bit of constructive space to talk about what's on both our minds. I'm not going down so far as to say, hey, we need a feelings cushion to have our say. But it is really helpful to be able to air it properly without being judgmental of each other.
So, I'm demanding a conch, like in Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, you can have what you like.
It's a great word, conch.
Conch, so criminally underused. See if I can get it into my vocabulary tomorrow.
Okay, that's good.
So I think what I do want to do is revisit this properly and give it some proper credence and respect, because I do like what we do and I don't want to give it all up, and I don't want us to end up hating what we do because we can't agree on something. I think it's possible to at least have another good go at this and figure out if we can. So I want to do that. And I also want to give myself a little bit of a talking to around that and maybe stop being quite so blinded by my own lack of decision making. So to try and answer some of your questions. Okay, so one of your questions was, what am I looking for?
Yeah.
Truthfully, I do think I am looking for both male and female.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think that's something that I can categorically say, I'm definitely not looking for men. I think I probably am.
I mean,
I don't know in what capacity.
There is one way to get you in on the men. That's if I promise to do stuff with them. Then all of a sudden, I bet you'll have a queue of people outside. And you'd be like, come on, man, and you come, it's fine. I'll do stuff with you because he's going to suck you off in a minute. That'd be great.
Well, I'm told I can't try and...
Forcing me into bisexuality is not cool, dear. It's not cool.
However, I do like male presence and male company and male interaction. I think that's been aptly demonstrated a number of times recently. And you're right. I have been, you know, randomly making out with some men and gone, and you're like, why? What are you doing? You didn't, this is not something that
it
you said you were into.
It wasn't me that said that necessarily, it was them.
Fine. So I do like men.
Okay.
Now I know I like women a lot, and I think if I was trying to categorize it, yes, I think I probably, if I was to do a whole Kinsey scale around the whole thing, I think I'm very much more likely to be towards women than men.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say I don't have some level of attraction though. Okay, so that's the first thing.
Yep.
So I'm not in my head going, right, that's it, I'm going to rule men out. No, I don't want to do that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My favoured dynamic, I suppose, that I've defaulted to with you has probably been threesomes.
Yep.
Partially because, yes, you know, if I'm being honest, I've got more of what I want naturally, which is more female time, and I get to share that with you. It's less likely to put pressure on what we're looking for because you're not left out. So, you know, all those things combined make it into a great experience for us both, hopefully.
Yeah.
Now, I love the connection we have with some couple dynamics, and I don't want to lose that. But I think what I'm what I struggle with is getting to a point where I know how I'm feeling about the male counterpart sometimes in new couples, because it does take me a little bit longer sometimes to build that connection and try and open some dialogues.
I think it's really important though to state, so what I'm not asking for is for you to go, oh yeah, tonight I'm, you know, we've just met them and you're mm-hmm. totally sucking them off or whatever it might be, right? that's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is that, can you get to a space where you kind of go, you look around the room and you go, oh, that person might be interesting to talk to. I would like to find out more about that person.
Yeah. And I think that's a good point. And I've grown nervous, I think, of making those assessments sometimes based on the fact that I don't want to lead people on or create false hope by then going, oh, actually, no, I don't want to make any more of that connection.
Interestingly, though, so if we hark back, and this isn't a trial by Mrs. H, but if we go back to some of the events that we've been to over the last 6 months, mm-hmm. like New Year's Eve, there were people that you kissed that you didn't want to play with, but you kissed and were quite happy with that.
Agreed.
Now, those people,
perfectly lovely.
Those people were people that you had a prior connection mm-hmm. to, or a previous relationship, or you knew them, right? They weren't just randos that were in the club.
No.
One assumes.
No.
So, interestingly, you're able to do that with people that you know.
Yeah, I know.
But it doesn't transfer over. And that's just an interesting observation.
Yeah.
You know, that I've just, it's come into my head that I was throwing back at you going, hey, what do you think of that? How do you like them apples?
So, all right, talking of apples and chucking one back at you then.
Yeah.
So how do you, let's talk for what your approach might be then. Never mind me and my judgy judge face.
All right.
So if we were going to a social and let's assume that everything's fine with me.
Yep.
And there's no weirdness to deal with me.
Okay.
How do you approach whether you feel you have a connection with a couple or woman or a couple?
I think there's a sort of, do they look like I fancy them?
You
know, to fancy them, yeah. There's mm-hmm. a bit of that to it. Or are they wearing something that is, or doing something that is of interest to me?
Oh.
So it might be that, I don't
juggling?
Know.
Juggling?
Yeah. So, you know, if they're running or playing football, I want nothing to do with them. But if they're sat there and, I don't know, for example, right, for you, someone pulls out a phone and does a bit of Pokemoning in the corner and you spy that.
Yeah.
That's
I might have a conversation.
You might have a conversation.
Uh-huh.
Likewise, if they're wearing some shoes that have, I don't know, that have superheroes on them, just as a thing, or they, you know, in a group conversation, they may mention, I don't know, video
Transformers.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. Never happened yet. But that might happen. That's a possibility. If we search mm-hmm. for long and hard enough, we'll find the one single female Transformers fan out there.
And I'll be like, wow,
and we'll talk to them. So I think it's part of it is based on attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that can be just the way people are dressed, the way they look, a combination mm-hmm. of those things. What's their body like?
Yeah.
What's their body type? But some of it is about their personality that shines through in that. So that might be demonstrations of their personality while we're in a social, or it might be that we overhear stuff or whatever. And that is what sparks the interest.
Okay. So you don't maybe move so quickly to snap judgments of a vibe or a gut feeling and things.
There was the gut feelings, and of course there are gut feelings. So there's going to, you know, as much as you can have a, wow, that person is hot, I would like to, mm-hmm. you know, do something with them. You can equally have a, that's a lovely blouse you've got on. But you can have that moment where you go, they are not for me. I don't know, say you witness someone being really rude to barmaid or something, and I'm like, instantly, that's a real big turn up. They've got a lot mm-hmm. a long way to come back for me to be interesting in building a connection with them, because that's not what I like.
Right.
I like people that are good to other people and they support people and they help them, so that means a lot to me. But of course there are people where you go, oh, I get the sense that they might be not for us, or they might be the, you know, people that we would, their approach maybe mm-hmm. it's way too forward, or maybe it's, you know, all this sort of stuff. So but I make that judgment relatively quickly in terms of, well, can I talk to them?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not looking to start pounding them on the table then and there. I'm looking to see whether there is a connection. And I'm also incredibly aware that you know, you don't go at that speed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're probably still sat there bitching about someone's dress or something in the corner.
Don't do
or whatever. Yes, you do. Or going, ugh, look at the way they walk. Ugh.
Oh my God, don't. Yeah, I'm gonna get hate mail now.
It's all right. You won't even know if it's there because you don't read the mail. So I think it, you know, I'm kind of trying to make a judgment on, are they nice people? Are they good humans?
Yeah.
Could there be, you know, are they attractive enough so that I want to start something? Or even if they're not in the space where I find them attractive and I want to do something, is there something about them that makes, that draws them to me mm-hmm. and makes me want to have a chat with them? Just like humans, okay. Right? Like, you know, at work, right?
Yeah. You'll
know people that are dicks pretty quickly. Okay. Just through... The way they order their coffee can give away someone. So the same is true in just this sort of environment. It's kind of, you kind of go, all right, well, this is not for me. Sometimes those judgments are wrong, mm-hmm. but sometimes your gut instinct is pretty spot on, right?
There's probably like, you know, all three of our listeners out there now wondering how on earth you ever were intrinsically drawn to me then.
Well,
based on my judgy
I think
nature.
The interesting thing with that is that you pursued me. And I think this is quite an unusual dynamic for you. It's not often that you pursue anybody. I think you have been very used to, and in your life prior to meeting me, you'd go into a club or not a sex club, but just a normal club or a pub or whatever. And people were like, wow, look at that hot girl over there, and go to you.
Okay.
And you'd just be like, oh yeah, whatever you want, I'll, you know, we'll do it. It's fine. But you would not be a pursuer. Now, you'd get people's attention, but you've never had to pursue people. And I think it's not a skill that you've developed. Whereas I am much more of a people pleaser because no one would ever look my way. So I'm much more intrinsically like, hey, what can I do to help you? I'll be so helpful. I'll be the, you know, you want me to pass you that drink? I'll do that for you. Your shoelace are undone. I will tie this. Just give me the chance to have a conversation with you, because once you talk to me, you will realize that I am in fact so average that you may even want to talk to me for another couple of minutes. And after that, and I've bored you to death with my Transformer knowledge, you might want to stick around because I probably know which TV shows you should watch. And I'm a nerd and I might be able to sort your Wi-Fi out.
I stuck around for 24 years, so it must be something good
that's
there.
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
And that, like, going back, you know, in the depths of time, young Mr. H didn't have a clue about this stuff. What I find endlessly fascinating, though, and gentle listeners, you're like, none of this is fascinating, please shut up. But when we host events, I could absolutely schmooze the shit out of it. And because I go into like work mode.
Yeah.
And I find, and I think I probably just need to take some of that and apply it to our normal lives when we're out and about. Like the, because all you need that for is the in to the conversation. After you've got a conversation, then you've got a conversation going, that's fine. But the bravado to step up to people and chat to them is not a skill that we are very good at, unless it is a working environment.
And interestingly then, on the same note, I find it really easy to talk to people at our own events because I like them and I like what we're doing.
They've paid money to come on.
But I like the fact that... We're hosting this thing and we're welcoming people, and I enjoy interacting with people. I don't welcome people and think, fuck, I hope I don't see them again. I hope they have a really great time and I actually enjoy that interaction. So I can do that.
The difference is, I suppose, with our own events is that we are the hosts or some of the hosts.
Right.
So we're known.
Yeah.
People have at least a passing awareness of us. Most of the time they listen to the show, or they've seen us on Zoom calls or whatever. So it's not an opening gambit. It's because by the time they get through the doors and they speak to you and they give you their driving license, whatever it is, to get through to the club or whatever it is that we're doing, they already will have interacted with us in some level, be that online, be that in person before, be that on Discord or Zoom or whatever, or at the pre-party the night before. So it's a much easier interaction.
Yeah, it's more of a continuation, I suppose, than a brand new. Although for some it is.
Every single one of them feels like a new interaction, because my memory at remembering people is fucking terrible. So if ever I've ignored someone, I apologize, because I just, there's It's that, and it, this is like a thing for work at me, like because I deal with talking to people, and I talk to a lot of people, they know who I am, but I can't always remember who they are because there's so many of them, which makes me a terrible human being, I'm sure.
All right. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you. I just wondered what differed about your approach than mine. And I'm trying to work out in my own head why then I am predisposed to just forming unfair judgments of people. If that's what you're saying, I'm sometimes doing.
I think you do. I think we have been very used to, prior to this lifestyle stuff, just sort of sitting back and doing our own thing. And I even back to going to like family parties, we are very happy in the company of ourselves. And we like laughing amongst ourselves like little gremlins. Mm-hmm. And we do that very, very quickly. That's our default. I think you're very quick to go, well, I don't like that. Because your approach is often is less about thinking the best of humanity. My approach is a lot more hopeful. You might be a negatron and I might be an optimist prime.
Well, we know that.
But this is the thing. So that, you know, I'm a little bit more upbeat, generally speaking, and quite happy to interact, whereas you are a little bit more reticent. And I think part of that stems from the fact that you are used to people coming to you, like the bare necessities, as I said before. People will come to you and chat you up. People will look at you and say like, oh, Mrs. H, you're so amazing. Whereas if I get just one of those comments, I'm like, yes, I have made it. I am in that space where somebody actually noticed that I exist and I'm happy for it.
That was very positive comment on Twitter for you today.
There was a positive comment on Twitter.
I saw that. Yeah, and you must have seen that.
I did see that.
Made your little face lighter.
It did make my little face.
Yeah, I notice these things sometimes.
Oh, well, I know you do. You're like, why aren't they fucking commenting about me, bitch face?
Do not say that. That is
don't they
not
know
true.
We're competing for resources? Give me half the women. I want precisely half the women, she says. Maybe 55%.
No. So yeah, you are totally exaggerating that.
But I understand
why that's your natural default now, is to take the piss out of that element of me, because sometimes it does appear that is how I automatically.
Yeah. You are quick to judge and get into a space. And yes, your mind and opinion can be changed, but you don't like to be told.
No, I don't.
So you like to go. So when, typically, if we go to a social, we'll go in there and we'll, if there's no one that you know, we'll get a drink and we'll sit down. And then we'll scan around and talk about the people in the room, right? Because we'll be like, oh, look at them. And you'll be like, your default will probably be to go, oh, I don't like that about them.
Okay.
That's just what I've observed. Okay. I don't think you ever mean to be malicious.
No.
And I don't ever think you mean to be hurtful, but I think you're quick to get into that space, which makes it very hard to talk to people. And there's been people that are in our little social groups and stuff now that you were like, oh, I am never talking to them. They disgust me, blah, 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 blah. And now they're part of the group. If you'll realize who you are when I say that. But that's your thing. Whereas I'm a little bit more open and more of a humanist in terms of like, oh, they may have some faults, but I'm sure they bring something valuable to the table in life's great tapestry, or something equally as poetic and as, you know, sort of terrifically terrible and wordy for me. And that's where we are. But that overriding factor of you not wanting to go and talk to people, or you not wanting to interact, means that we tend not to, I think.
Okay. Well, good news is once people do get to know me, hopefully I'm not quite so hateful.
No, I mean, you're genuinely, you are kind and wonderful and lovely and very thoughtful, but sometimes you slip into the other mode, and that's where everyone's like, oh my God. And we know that you have a fucking resting bitch face for days.
Yeah, I know. Right.
And sometimes that's because you are a resting bitch at that point. This is said with so much love and affection. And
is
you know,
it? I can tell. You know. I'm feeling the waves of love just emanating from this conversation. Yeah, all right, okay.
But we've had this conversation before and you know it. And the people that don't know you and that have encountered your resting bitch face
probably don't want to know me now.
Yeah, and have been like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on? What is her problem? And you're probably just going, I wish I'd have caught that fucking Pikachu this morning and blah, 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 blah. I should have given him 5 candies. I don't know, or however Pokemon works. and you're not even looking at that person. And that's the and that's the thing.
It's just my face.
But sometimes you're going, that's a fucking terrible dress. I hate that dress. I want to burn it for them.
All right. Well, let's try and be more positive about my better traits, which is
great tits. She's got lovely tits.
Yeah.
Really great tits.
Great rack.
Yeah.
I can be really, really lovely once you get to know me. You just need to give me a chance sometimes. And I understand I need to be more approachable.
Yes. So I'll be going.
There we go. We solved it.
Solved it. I'm going to go on eBay.
I just need to be
find a new personality for you. I'll get one off Wish.
Trust me, you do not want Wish Mrs. H on here. You think this is bad.
This is true.
Careful what you wish for. Literally what you wish for.
Yeah. Made with the finest children's hand.
God.
From Asia. Just slot that personality chip in just like Data. Be no problem at all.
God, I would actually probably put myself more in the realm of I'm more like the Borg Queen.
No, you're like
I'm
Lorne,
like Data.
Data's evil brother.
Oh my God.
They didn't even fish out for a different actor. They were like, Brent Spiner, you can do it. You can act. You can do some acting. Could be like McAvoy. He's done many, many characters in one film.
Oh, I saw him with a beard the other day and I really liked that.
You did, didn't you?
Just segueing slightly into men that I do like.
Oh, all right. So we've got to find international superstar James McAvoy and bring him to the table.
Only with a beard.
Yeah.
He looked completely different. I was right. Like, oh.
So if you happen to be James McAvoy listening to this podcast, come along. Yeah, that's fine.
Please come along. Yeah, I promise I won't judge you too harshly.
Fine. So
I do think I identify with the Borg Queen on many levels. This explains why I like the character so much.
But you just like taking over a space, making it your own, making everyone else adapt to you. This does sound a lot like you.
It does a little bit. Just take a little bit of the person I'm interacting with and make it part of me, maybe.
No, you just imprint your own. You're like, you're not allowed a personality anymore. No. Your individuality is gone. You are now part of the collective. Get in the bin. Right, come on, next.
This is futile. Okay. All right, so how do we fix this? Because we've talked a lot about the problem that we have. The problem that I am.
If I knew how to fix it, I'd have done it by now. This is something that I think that we've needed to chat over for a bit. I think you probably need to come to some conclusions because the change has come from you. And I think you need to figure out what you want. And then we need to have that discussion around how do we manage to make that work. So if what you're saying, if I am playing back correctly, you're like, okay, I would like you're after 70% women and 30% men, whatever it might be, whatever ratio that I've plucked magically from the air.
All right. Some arbitrary percentages.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do we, you know, what are we seeking to do and how do we get that for you? And one of the things we talked about before is like separate dating. So does that tick the box enough? We don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
Because you haven't, I've not survived the experience yet and you've not had the experience.
I'm hopeful that will help in some way.
Will that top you up? Like your womenometer? I don't know how your girlometer. Yeah, like bloop, 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 bloop. I'm replete with
like
estrogen
Pilgrim
or whatever. Yeah,
kind of
yeah.
analogy here.
Like Zelda heart's gone bing, 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 all filled up. And you're like, yes, I'm replete with lady stuff, juice, lady juice, let's call it lady
God,
juice, that's fine.
Stop.
And now I need some man juice to balance it out and just top it up, like a lager top.
And for all those people who've just been a little bit sick out of their nose, thank you so much for such a charming analogy.
Hopefully visually you can see it. It's like a lager
top. I must have missed that bit in Scott Pilgrim.
Maybe. But that is that what we need to have a look at? Is it that you know, one of Kate's suggestions was to like stop overthinking it and just go with the moment. If you like someone, you like someone, why not enjoying it? Which I thought was a great suggestion, but the problem is getting you to the point where you actually like someone is more tricky.
Okay. No, I think I want to simplify this. Mm-hmm. And I think if I hark back to a simpler time.
Okay.
Right back, winding all the way back.
Should we be doing
it
like a diddle-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
But things were a little more simpler then because I didn't have the opportunity to start overthinking all the stuff that could be not right and didn't quite match up to my very high standards. Or it was simpler because I just went on a very basic level. Is a little butterfly in my tummy right now at the thought of maybe wanting to kiss this person.
You realise this was your gluten intolerance all along. It wasn't a fucking butterfly. This is what we realised. It's just you'd had some fucking bread.
Oh, is that it?
That was it.
Yeah.
You never liked them in the first place.
I think, yes, I need to simplify this a little bit and stop reaching for all the potential outputs and what ifs I don't like, what if I don't like this? Oh, tough. Women are like me. Probably not now listening to this. We've radically whittled down that list. But maybe I just need to unravel it a bit and stop trying to reinvent the wheel with it and just be a bit more simplistic. I want to have a nice time. I want you to have a nice time. Can we just be together and go and have a nice time together without all this stuff just complicating
things? I think that's absolutely possible.
So at least I can try.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing is that there is something about us both overthinking stuff.
Yeah,
when it comes to this.
Natural.
But at the same point, I want to make sure that you do have experiences that you're interested in. I really want to make it clear that I don't want to force you to do something that you simply aren't interested in.
And no one can make me do that anyway.
Well, no, but I don't want to put undue pressure on you to do so.
No, and we don't want to get back into a space of taking one for the team because, you know, everyone knows that that is not a great space to be in.
No.
And it's not found anybody.
No. So I think it's getting you drunk enough to take one for the team. I really don't mean that. That's a terrible thing to have said.
Come and collect me at the end of the evening under a pile of coats.
There we go. I think there is something about the whole approach of just taking it easy and enjoying the moment. I think that's definitely something there. I think we can look for more opportunities where you do get more female interaction, and that's absolutely fine. I think the exploring the single date stuff, that's something that we're still sort of dabbling in. And you've got a date coming up.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah.
And how
if they even turn up now based on this.
Yeah, they may not. They may not.
Shit. Well, yeah. Well, sounds horrific.
Well, you shouldn't say that about her. Oh, you mean you sound horrific.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think there is something about that, about kind of seeing what we can do and how it pans out. But I think there is also a bit about just being honest about what you want, because and trying to think it through yourself. Because if I don't know what you're after, I end up in really awkward conversations and situations where I can't help you.
Yeah.
Because if we get to the point where we go back to a couple's house and like she and I are making out or whatever, and you're just like sat there going, I don't know. You need to say before that point, or you
can't. No, I agree.
Yeah. Before we get into that situation where, and granted, that's not really happened, but I do want us to be able to understand where we're at with this stuff and where you might go. Like, are you chilled out to go, oh, I might give it a go with this person and see how I feel?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it an absolute, definitely, utterly not?
Okay.
And I think you just need to get to that space, or get to the possibility of that space a lot quicker.
Okay.
So, which means making decisions. My next challenge is getting you out of the house before 11 o'clock on a Saturday.
Continues a huge list of reasons why Mrs. H is shit.
It's not that you're wonderful and I love you dearly.
Oh,
and
good.
I would not have any other wife in the whole wide world.
I'm sure.
I might have additional wives, but I wouldn't have any other wife, one singular one.
God.
But we go through challenges, and sometimes I'm the challenge in terms of how I'm approaching it and I'm nervous or whatever. But in this case, it feels like this is in your side of the court to kind of work through. I'm here and I'm helping or trying to. I did a helpy. But some of this you need to kind of be able to tell me what you want out of the back of it.
Okay.
And that's where I've been struggling, I think. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Solved.
Solved. Yay, go team. Look out for our inevitable breakup next week's episode.
I'm very excited now to go forth into
piles of men. All the men. I'm just going to send all the men your way.
You get none of the women.
I get all
of
them.
I'm going to get all that dick.
All that dick. Yeah. What are you doing with that dick?
Doing whatever I want with it.
Fucking hell. We've created a monster. What have we done?
Just to be clear, I do like cocks.
You do like cocks?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know this.
Yeah, I know you. I have one and you enjoy it muchly.
There you go.
You've enjoyed it just
job
yesterday.
Done.
And you'll enjoy it again tonight. And probably again at 3 in the morning, just to be like a monster.
No, it's a monster.
Definitely right. Not me.
We okay. haven't. We haven't obviously solved it because we haven't actually tested. No,
you said we
this.
Solved it. We've, no. we've totally solved this. That's fine.
I think we have come up with some things that we can throw at the problem though.
Yeah, we've solved this. Click F plus. Next song. Next song.
But I definitely do want to get back to the. I want to have some fun.
Yeah,
I want us to have fun. Mm-hmm. And remember why we started doing this.
Yep. Yeah. It's because we were lonely and sad. And no one was our friend.
And it's because it's like being married to the bald queen.
And Castle Hopper was a desolate wasteland, devoid of emotion, apart from my own tears, which you used to bathe in.
Sometimes I use them as lube. I know. You just don't cry enough anymore.
It's because I'm just dry.
Cry harder, Mr. H.
I've cried my last tears.
All right. Well, we'll definitely see if we can crack this.
Yes. Let us crack this. Let's crack this out and see how we do. But we hope that this has proved an interesting, rambling, finger-pointed...
No, we don't always get things right.
It's in the theme song.
Exactly.
I wrote that for a reason, dear.
And we always said we would be very honest about the bumps in the road.
Yeah.
And the fact that not everything is as plain sailing as you think it's going to be. It's not as easy as just going out and having sex with people.
No, it certainly isn't that way for us. And I think, you know, we prefer to have much more of a connection. And I understand connection takes time. I'm not ignoring that. But what I'm saying is that we can look to see when the connection might be possible and get to that space more quickly. However, I want to say a huge thank you for joining us. Hopefully you've found that useful today, folks. But if you've got any comments, thoughts, please send them directly to Mrs. H.
If you want to send me a shit in the post for being horrible.
No, because I'm the only one that's home half the time. It'll just be like I get shit messages and then I'll get shit in a post and I'll be like, what the fuck, this sucks. But yeah, please send us an email. Contact details will be on the show notes or drop us a message on X or Twitter or whatever the hell it's called, Instagram, on the website. Oh yes, please, 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 please don't use the website to try and hook up with us. We've had a spate of people trying to do that. It sucks. It's like even less effort than fab, which has been, amusing at the best of times. Well, Mrs. H, do you want to do your thing?
I do. Well, thank you for hopping into our bed.
Yes. The end of it, you're going to read a sexy story.
Oh my God.
Yes, you're going to read a sexy story that I wrote. Yeah, I wrote this story and now I can't find it. It's gone.
This story that what you wrote, and is this a true story?
It's not a true story. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it. Where has it gone?
So story being made up.
Yes, you keep saying this.
I just want to know where the inspiration is stemmed from.
Inspiration. So we had an evening where we were sat on the bed with some friends and certain parties were a bit tired.
Certain parties?
Yes. So I created a story, an imaginative, not real one,
right,
off the back of this,
okay,
that I just wrote. Because I enjoy the process of writing. It's very, like if I could have gone to Starbucks and had a coffee and had my MacBook out.
They would have thrown you out for having an erection, probably.
They normally do, to be fair. You're too hipster to be here. Go to Costa, you filthy coffee slut, you. And so I wrote a story. And interesting, so I got you to read this out to some friends the other day. This is your first exposure to this story. And I think you were sort of conflating with how real it was and the real situation. But
because you wrote it.
Yes, I wrote it, but that doesn't mean it's real. I'm not like Macaulay Culkin, as you'd call him, in The Pagemaster.
So this story isn't an allegory then for your version of events.
This isn't my deepest, darkest desires. Right. It is just a starting point for a sexy story that I wrote.
And it's got words in it.
I
won't like saying.
That some of them you won't like saying, but I thought you could read it out as part of your ongoing training to tell sexy stories.
Part of my sexy Avenger training.
Sexy Avenger training, yes. So
Avenger, not adventure.
Adventure, yeah.
Avenger.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to be an Avenger.
You're going to read it?
Do I have to?
Yes, we've built it up now. We've been talking about it for 5 minutes. You must, you know, go
for it. Right, I'm going to read the bloody thing.
All right.
Am I allowed to react or just do you want to read it properly?
Read it properly. I think listeners will appreciate it more if you read it properly. Oh, well, what is it about the story?
Are you going to play some sexy music over the top?
I'll just go.
All right, maybe don't do that.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to try.
All right.
All right. Okay. Lying on the bed, his fingers played lightly with her hair. Their partners snuggled closer together on the bed opposite, the long day and night reflected in their gently closing eyes. They knew that their partners were ready to retire to sleep and that a moment of passion was slipping away into the night. We'll pick this up in the morning. Agreements all round, good nights exchanged, rooms found, teeth cleaned. It was bedtime. Or was it? He lay awake thinking of what might have been. Thinking of the woman that not 10 minutes ago had been in his arms. Not his woman, but one he would have taken. And one who at least who had been on his mind throughout the day. His partner dozed, drifting away into a deep sleep. Lying in the darkness, his thoughts ran through their encounter on the bed. He recalled the tension and the desire. The soft touches were suggested that so much more was needed, but it was not to be. Not that night, their connection would need to wait. A small light on his bedside table interrupted his recollections. Pulled his phone closer. A message. Opening his phone, he saw a name. Her name. Are you awake? I am now. Obviously. Well, what's keeping you awake? You. More focused now and more than a little intrigued, he continued. Oh, really? I had this hot lady keeping me up. That's a shame. I had a proposal. That hot lady was you. Everyone else here is asleep. Well then, you may enjoy my idea even more. I wanted you this evening, and I feel like we have some unfinished business. The confirmation caught him off guard, causing an immediate reaction. A rush of blood, a stirring of heat. I'm sure we'll get an opportunity to catch up tomorrow. At least I hope we will. Well, I was thinking of something a little sooner. I'm outside your door. He hadn't expected that. Naked, he quietly slid out of his bed and headed towards the door, his partner undisturbed from her slumber. Opening the door and peering into the dark corridor of the hotel, he felt a hand upon his own. She pulled him from his room and whispered in his ear, I want you. She pulled him closer and kissed him. Her lips were hungry and passionate. He returned the kiss, giving in to his desire for her. As one hand held her head, the other slid down her back, revealing her naked form. He began to kiss her neck, once more taking in the perfume that had caught his attention earlier in the evening. Doesn't know I'm here, she whispered. The illicit encounter spurred them on, his kisses and exploration of her body moving further away from her neck. Trailing his fingers and then lips across her breasts, he stopped to admire her silhouette in the dimly lit space. She let out a quiet moan at the pause. She wanted him to continue and to explore every inch of her. Pleasure at his touch. His kisses started once more, her stomach, her inner thighs, all the while his hands traced a path down her back. Teasing, he kissed, caressed her, but his hands and lips remained absent from her most intimate parts. He could feel her body leaning into every kiss. He knelt before her. She could feel his breath sending sensations across her skin in the cool air. He lifted her foot, offering a kiss that worked its way up her leg, along her inner thigh, and stopped. Once more, he felt her body tense with some small frustration. He gently placed her foot on the floor and started the process once more with the other side. Just as he was about to tease her again, he felt her hand behind his head, guiding him to where she wanted his attention. She pressed his lips firmly to hers and let slip a moan as his tongue traced its way across her naked form. Taste of her excited him, spurred his exploration onward. His tongue began to build a rhythm, working in tandem with his lips against her clit. The pressure of her hand to his head increased as she tried to get closer still. She began to arch her back against the wall, leaning into every stroke of his tongue, bringing her closer and closer to climax. Now his hands supported the experience, fingers gently stroking her whilst the rhythm continued. She was trying really hard to remain as quiet as possible. The heat, the act, the man knelt before her, they were all leading her to one destination. Slipped a finger inside her, at the same time bringing more pressure from his lips and tongue. The action was more than enough, and she came hard, sending shivers across her body, Burying his head as close as she could manage, she raised her hand to her mouth in an attempt to stifle any cries. She knelt down to kiss him, tasting her own excitement on her lips. Her tongue passionately explored his mouth. She found that she had pushed him to the floor in the moment, and taking a second to view his body in the dimly lit space, could see that he was as turned on as she was. She smiled, bit her lip, and reached towards his hard cock. Grasping it tightly, she leaned in and whispered in his ear, "I want you inside me. I want you too." They both knew what that meant. Neither of them had prepared or thought that this might happen. The thrill of the illicit encounter was increased tenfold. She moved her legs astride him and slid his cock inside of her. They both gasped as she took his length, the skin-to-skin contact offering a wealth of new sensations. She began to ride him, rocking slowly backwards and forwards, her hips building a steady motion. His hands caressed her. He grasped her breasts and squeezed them in a passionate moment. She leaned forward to kiss him, his hands moving to her incredible rear and encouraging the increasingly swift movements. She continued to grind against him. She could feel the heat between them rising, and with every motion, she was closer to coming again.
And I haven't finished the rest of it, so you never know what's going to happen, you see.
What happened next?
We'll never know.
Your naked bareback corridor sex.
I hope you enjoyed that, gentle listener.
Did you enjoy it?
It was very well read. I enjoyed it. I mean, I would have done voices. They'd have all sounded like Michael Caine.
Well, but fortunately, it wasn't you reading it. It wasn't.
You're still in storytelling mode. It wasn't you reading it. You've gone full Babe Station now. You've gone a bit red.
You made me say words.
You've gone a bit red at this one. You've enjoyed that a bit,
you
I think.
You made me say words.
I did make you say words. But if you want to hear the rest of the story, it'll be...
outraged. Absolutely fucking outraged.
What I love is that you have extrapolated me in this story,
yes!
Right? And you've also extrapolated a good friend in this incident,
yes!
Right? And you were like, is this true? You were asking me if any of these stories
is what you wanted to happen.
Yeah, this is not what I like. Okay, it's naughty.
Naked,
like
interactions in corridors.
If that happened, that's hot.
Irresponsible.
It's very irresponsible, but it's hot though, isn't it?
You are very irresponsible,
I know,
pair of you.
But I hope, but it didn't happen.
And that woman
I just
as
wrote
well.
It. That and that woman. Well, Jesus. Anyway, we hope that you enjoyed that. So I think we'll I'll never finish that story. We'll just leave everyone hanging.
Oh,
I think that's how we're going to deal with it. But
well, maybe who knows? In 9 months, if it's a sequel.
Well, anyway, thank you for hopping into my book.